And today we have something very interesting. You've heard kids who are playing piano compositions that other people have written and who might be playing exercises and sharpening their playing skills. But today we have somebody who has learned how to improvise and compose and how to create a little differently than what you may expect for somebody her age. She is 7, and her name is Harper Lola B. Harper Lola B. And we'll talk with her after she begins playing. And what you're first going to hear is Harper with a harmonizing bass line. So whenever you're ready, we'll take a listen, okay? Can you tell me a little bit about what you just played?
Well, I just played a bass line. And
that was that part at the beginning that you played.
It was, yes. That was a bass line that I've been working on. And you can play the chords on it. But you can also improvise.
I see.
With the chords. And then you can go on to improvising a little bit more and doing a little bit what you want. Like, this is the chords.
Nice. And then when you began at the very beginning, were you playing single notes of the chords when you first started playing?
Yes, I was.
I thought that's what you did. So you started with the single notes of the chords.
So I started with the single voices, like octave, 3 or 5. That's how you get the chords or a melody. Like, this is the octave voice. Do, ti, do, do, ti, do, do, ti, do. This is the third. Mi, re, mi, mi, fa, mi, re, re, mi. And this is the fifth. So, 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 la, so, so. And that's how you make a melody, so you can just add them together. Like that.
How did
you? It makes a great melody.
How did you learn this?
Well.
Did anybody show you how to do this?
Yes, my teacher in Switzerland.
Oh, and what is your teacher's name?
Tobias Kram.
That's exciting to have a teacher in Switzerland. Have you lived in Switzerland?
Oh yes.
Before, tell me about that.
Well. First, we go all the way across the Atlantic Ocean to get to Scotland, and then we go to all the way to France and Switzerland.
That's a long distance. And were you born in Switzerland?
No.
You were born here in Pittsburgh.
Here.
But you've spent some time in Switzerland.
Yes, and Scotland, because my daddy was born in Scotland.
I see. Well, that's very interesting. So it was Tobias who taught you this style of playing. Are you still able to take lessons from him? Because with Skype or with email, I would think he'd still be able to help you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What are you working on now?
Now we're working on partimentos.
What's that?
Partimentos is a bass line, just like Furno, just like this, like I showed you, but only like that, bigger.
I see.
But if you think about it, I'm going to just play the bass line. Is the harder or more partimento that it adds more to the bass line. Furno 1 is just two lines. This is like, I don't know how many lines.
So the first one was thirds and fifths, is that right?
The first one was, so I can explain it like this. You first have one voice or two, if you want to call it that, but I usually play one octave, third, six, octave, six, octave. So I'm just playing the octave voice, mm-hmm. And then I'll play the third voice. And then you add them together, which makes a chord. And then you can make a thread between them.
I see.
And that's how you make a thread. And I can make a minuet for you now.
Okay, and is this going to be something that you improvise?
Yes.
Based on those chords. And before you play, can you explain what improvise means when you do that?
So improvise means, or improvising a song, it means to play like these things that all go together, like Meyer, Pruner, Romanesca, Fonte, Monte. That would be the ones that you use in all of this, and there's more, Ponte, all of it.
And you're deciding what to play right as you play. You don't have this prepared already. You're just going to play based on how you're feeling and where you are. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I'd love to hear Minuet. If you are just joining us, Harper is 7. When's your birthday?
February 11th.
So she's 7, about 7 and a half, right? A little bit more than 7 and a half. Harper Lola V is great. I love Harper Lola V. And now we're going to hear a minuet from you. So here she comes. Thank you. that was absolutely beautiful. And if you saw me looking at the screen behind me for a moment, it's because Anne Feeney, who is a musician known throughout the world, wrote to say how much she's enjoying listening to you play this morning. And Jan, who is listening in a cabin in the woods in Kennerdale, Pennsylvania, says that she wishes you were her piano teacher because she likes the way that you explain everything, and you are very good at explaining things. What else do you like to do in addition to composing and music?
Well, I like swimming, bike riding, and I like kitty cats.
I do too. I like all those things,
I like
actually.
Kittens.
Do you have any cats?
And hamsters. I used to have a cat and a fish, but my cat died.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So now I have a fish. My brother does too.
Did you name your fish?
Yes, Sparkles.
Sparkles. Very nice. I see. What's your brother's name?
Henry.
Henry's right behind me. Hi, Henry. Henry's filming you, which is nice to see. And you like biking and swimming.
Yeah.
And anything else that you enjoy doing?
I enjoy running around. And I like writing. I like reading. I like drawing.
You like to do a lot of things, and you seem to be a very creative person. Have you thought about what you might like to do when you get older? If you... could you say it in...
Be a dentist.
A dentist? How come?
Because... I don't know.
You would be a very nice dentist, but that's an interesting occupation.
Yes, because you work 3 days a week.
That would be nice.
And then I would clean Daddy's teeth.
Ah, very nice. You've got it all worked out. Now, would you do that on one of your on days or on a vacation day? Would you do that on one of the 3 days? I would. That way...
Yes, but when I get back from my work, then I would clean Daddy's teeth and make sure his was not dirty, too.
Do you know any dentists?
Yes, Mars.
And do you like your dentist? You must.
Yes, because she gives us toys and we get to watch movies.
Oh, that's nice.
My brother's got 3 cavities. I've got none.
He's winning so far, I guess, huh? You're winning.
Yes.
I think I have one, but it's really nice to talk with you. Do you have one more song that you can share with us? I'd love to hear something else. And I know our audience would too, everybody listening together. Do you know what you'd like to do?
I can just improvise something.
Oh, that would be great. Was really beautiful. You are quite the piano player and quite the composer. You play really well too. But I think Do you like to play songs other people wrote, or do you mostly like to play your own songs?
Mostly like to play my own songs in the partimento.
That's what I thought.
I sometimes play, like, J.C. Bach. I like that. And Haydn and Mozart. Sometimes. Only sometimes. But mostly the time I play partimento and improvising.
Well, thank you for being here. Is there anything else you'd like to say that I didn't get a chance to ask you about?
Yes. I've also gone somewhere very, very far. That is very, very far. England.
And what did you go to England for? Do you have family members?
Yes, I do. My dad's brother and cousins.
That's a long distance away. What was it like there? Was it nice?
Yes, it's actually very nice. We get to play on their swings with my cousins. We get to have fun, and we get to play with them.
Well, that's great. Well, I hope you'll come back sometime. It's been really fun to have you here, and your brother's right behind you. Should we let him say a quick hello? Do you want to say hello on the radio? You can say hello in that red microphone. Hang on. Let me get it on. Hi.
Hi.
What's your name again?
Henry.
You have a very talented sister, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like music too?
Mm-hmm.
I have eight names.
You have eight names?
I have seven names too. Harper, Beatrix, Olivia, Marcella, Castor, Finley. You can't even count them.
That was a lot of names. Can you run those again?
Harper, Beatrix, Lola, B, Marcella, Kastner, Fenley. Seven names.
But you've got eight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you want to run through them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Henry, James, Morris, Richard, Gordon, Cooper, Kastner, Fenley.
That's a lot of names. You guys both sound like law firms with all these names. I want to thank you both for being here, and I hope you'll come back sometime, both of you.
Yes, I would love to come back.
Well, thank you for being with us today, and what a great job you did. Thank you.